Oh my god! Holy fucking shit, can you believe it? The final episode of Shin Megami Let's Play, Digital Devil Pod Season to Demi Kits Light Version, is here. Let's fucking go! Content warning. There is a full 30-second Nickelback drop in this episode, but we're not telling. You were. Love ya.
Yeah, I'm a Demi Kid. What? Damn, how come anytime someone asks me if I'm a Demi Kid and I say yes, they like get mad at me?
I know.
There's a real prejudice in this game that exists against Demi Kids.
Also, you did just say that there was a place in this game called, like, didn't we open with, like, tier, like, there's a tier Nanog, right?
Go ahead. I know what you're going to bring up. Bring it
but
up.
But I mean, it,
bring it up.
Am I just
say
like.
It. Say the words.
I mean, no, but like, isn't that one of the places, though? Mystic Knights of Tyranog.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. But that's, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Uh-huh.
It didn't like, it didn't clock at first, but then the second that Sentai got brought up, my brain was like, it was just like, hold up. Like,
that show was my shit on God. I loved that show.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah,
the time
whoa.
Key's a permanent time chain. You don't have to get time chains
baby.
Anymore. What?
Yeah, baby!
Okay. It's the desert, baby. Oh, it's
move.
Like...
It's moving sand.
Ah, hell yeah. I love this mechanic.
I hate this mechanic.
Yes, this is like honestly one of my favorite Game Boy Advance level types.
The duality of gamers. Mm-hmm.
Every time I go in an area that's got like the mandatory airport, like fast walky one way path, ugh, love it. That's why I love airports so much, because I feel like I'm playing a Game Boy Advance game. Rahab? Okay. Whoa.
What is that?
That's...
Is that like a... Is that just a snake of some kind that's really long? Or is that like a hermit crab?
I can't tell. I think it's
insane.
A big coiled snakey thing with like a...
Groid? Okay. Groid and whiskers? Okay.
Yeah.
I can fuck with that. Okay, yeah, you're right. If you just select it, it'll do it. No more all for sure.
I think it's definitely a snake body, but there's like an upper torso of a person and some tusks.
Yeah, there's
like,
a lot happening.
There's a
here.
Lot going on. It's got a shrimp tail too. I don't know.
Oh, you know it's a king class, baby.
Oh yeah, that thing looks like a king. Hades!
Hey! Who is this? Gemini.
Game
and...
of the Year edition,
damn.
Baby.
Hmm.
That's
nice.
Mumu from League of Legends.
Okay, look, I really hate that fucking Aqua Lock has nothing on Mummy that's just a tiny green Funko Pop covered in toilet paper. Mm. This sucks. God damn, y'all.
Yeah, giant interdimensional space whale breaking through a time portal.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near as good as Mumu from League of Legends.
That is like a
hey,
cool...
Hey, it's Machamp.
Yeah, that's both a cool and, like, very unfortunate part of these games is how, like, the way something looks has no bearing at all.
This podcast appreciates a good anime lady, but I definitely draw the line at, like, Ahegao face or whatever in a GBA game.
Ah!
Ooh, hello.
Randall, come on, dog. You gotta get out there. God. Randall really letting me down.
I feel like your dude's really, like, behind on the story level ups.
Yeah, but it's like...
More so than
I'm third
is.
Stage. I am third stage Turbine Blade. Boy, he just he gets like
it.
Four hit by everything. he like is the last person to go in a turn. This really sucks.
When am I gonna get to break out my Nintendo Power 175 again? Come on.
I think we're like through with that.
There aren't that many. There's like 5 passwords.
Yeah, we've got most of them, if not all of them. Oh, I'm back here? Huh.
Yeah, the opening is very reminiscent of David Lynch's soundtrack music on Twin Peaks. I wonder if the reason, there's a reason for that. I wonder if the game, I wonder if it's titled Theme of Laura for a reason.
Well, I wonder if there's a letter inside the treasure.
Oh, it's the other one.
I read the letter.
Him, Dark Lord and I shall create Valhalla. But even if we create a perfect world, it will eventually be corrupted by the flow of time. For time is both a key to creation and a vessel for destruction. Him, if you're reading this letter, it means that
it's
time is now a threat to both your world and to Valhalla. I can't believe you did that to me. And our creation. Him, know that you and your friend are destined to save the two. Signed, Lord Light. I love you.
The Testament.
Whoa, the Testament. We got the New Testament.
Hold
Who
it,
is Bifrons? What?
I believe it's pronounced a Bifrons.
Bifrons.
The power of light belongs to Imperius. I challenge you. Prepare yourself, him. For I, the mighty Bifrons, will crush you in the name of Imperius.
They can't deal with Bifrons.
I'm in Bifrons, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, what's a Glomax?
Defense, boost. That's the, like, multi-enemy attack.
Glomax is G-L-O Max. It's...
Glow Gang is G-L-O-G-A-N-G. It is Glory Boys. We are Glory Boys Entertainment. It is GBE.
Okay, I'm worried because he keeps doing healing and he has not attacked us at all.
Yeah.
So I am a bit concerned.
You think
now.
It's gonna?
This is a little sus.
You think we're about to walk into a mega nuke situation?
Maybe. Well, now what?
No parting words. What?
So this is the power of light, huh? Where do you think the dark power is? Maybe we should ask Lucifer. Mm,
it's probably a good idea.
Do we need to kill the powers of both light and dark? That's real sussy. Him, wait.
The power of gray.
That's the testament.
Yeah, that is the testament. Yo. Oh, biblical fusion.
Let the power flow, baby. Let the power. Feels the power. Oh, it feels the power.
Tetragrammaton.
Yeah.
Oh, the light envelops Randall. What we got cooking, baby?
How much more insane?
Whoa.
I mean, I don't like that he has a big gorilla face, but he is big
Fuck
now.
Fuck yeah, Doomcat.
Hell yes.
Big, this... like... Liger Zero, Liger Unit Zero, as it were. It's more of a Unit One colorway, but damn,
that
he
inherited
light, the
baby.
Power of
him,
light.
Him, the power of light. It once served an ally of Lord Light. Now it dwells in me.
Hmm. Oh, I know where the dark power probably is in my game. Okay, this little sprite and the walking animation is really doing it for me. I'm really into this one. Him, do you have it? The power of light? Cristobal said he'll be at the place where... Damn, okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, he said he'd be somewhere. That was the only message that he left.
Wait.
Okay, he'll be at the palace where light and dark first met.
Where was that?
Well, my brain's like the place that you just were, but that can't be it.
I mean, in my brain, when you say light and dark, I'm thinking it's the two of us and it's like in the school or something.
No, but that's...
That shan't be it, right? I'm a check.
I don't believe the school is considered a palace.
Yeah, but I'm gonna...
That's very Persona 5.
But it's like... But this is our time and our world, which is different than their world, mm-hmm. So it like... Could it be one of those things where they consider it a palace?
You don't think we're supposed to go... Like, now we go to, like, Tir na n'og or whatever?
I don't remember where that was, though.
I know we've never been there before. It's in... Oh, Shin.
Shin? What's wrong?
Oh, shit.
The Imperium soldiers, they've got Amy.
Oh, God, here we go again. What?
Amy's been captured? Amy kept blaming herself for what happened. She felt responsible for Lita's death. Amy went into the Imperium camp on her own. We're finished. We've lost. Shin, pull yourself together. If you give up, then everything's over. He can't let Valhalla fall into the hands of Imperius. If we give up now, then we waste everything that Lena and Amy strived for. You're right. We can't give up. Your friend Akira went to Elysium, which lies west of Hydraville. To get there, head south from Hydraville, then head west. It's just north of a town called Avalon. I'll see you later.
Okay. That's a lot of place names. Okay. Whoa, wait. I just accidentally glimpsed some... There's like 8 possible evolutions for Rand.
Damn.
I think it's like all elemental stuff, but like...
Oh, that rocks.
How?
Maybe that's like part of the weird fusion stuff.
I think maybe depending on if you're like, no, don't evolve. Because all this stuff says that it's based on your choices, but there really aren't that many, like, choices to be made in this game. So I guess maybe that probably, I mean, that has to play into it.
But that's just, like, shit you could, I hate that kind of, I hate when it's just, like, something you could never possibly know. Like, you're just gonna roll that dice. Because it's the only way to make them stronger, so that means you have to have, like, a handicapped main demon for a while. Unless it's like if you say no, it just goes down a different path or something.
Yeah, because it definitely seems like it doesn't stop it when you say no. According to user Unwashed Heathen on NeoSeeker.com, game sucks because it's too easy. Thank you for your contribution to the discourse.
Damn. I'm sick of these enough. Like...
That's just gonna be how I talk now. I'm like, I'm done being this person.
I gotta be real.
I'm going back.
When someone's just like, a game's too easy, it needs to be hard, I'm like, go do something real. If you want a challenge, then go learn, like, molecular biology or something, you fucking bitch. Stop it. You can't carry through life like that. You just can't. It's bad for you. It's bad for everyone around you. If you're hearing this and you're mad at me for saying that, come talk to me. I'll set you straight.
Welcome to Elysium.
Hey!
Nice.
All right, maybe I went the right way. I don't know. This sounds about right. Sounds like somewhere I'd want to be.
Mm-hmm. You think Patroclus is out here somewhere?
Hmm?
It.
Who? What?
Real Hades gamer who will know.
Wait, is there like not a... Are there not, like, stores and stuff here? Is Elysium...
They don't seem to be marked.
Yeah, I guess this is real... This is real top of the mountain type shit.
Mm.
All right. Well, let's get it. Maybe there'll be, like, little dudes and dudettes.
Like, the palace? It's pretty. Whoa. I like them fountains.
Damn, this is... Ooh. Mm. Oh. Oh, here we go.
Whoa. Master hand. No.
This is where light and dark met as one.
Hey, it's me! Him, this is where it began.
Chris Oval, Lena and Amy. There.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, this sprite is killing.
Just the way that he has his hand, just like, oh.
Like, yeah, and they're like tiny. It makes his arms look really small. Looks so like beefy, little T-Rex though, arms. Too.
I mean, Lena and Amy fought to the end to save the world, you know? But
they didn't even have any powers. That didn't stop Imperius and his horses from relentlessly hunting them down.
And all because of his selfish ambition to rule over all.
I'll never forgive him. Christobal, I won't rest until I defeat Imperius. I swear I'll save Valhalla and our world.
Yeah, you can count on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the cheese?
Yeah.
And the pepperoni?
Yeah.
Oh, looks good, huh?
Oh! Oh!
Whoa!
Is it them? Hey. Well, you gotta be Dark Lord.
Well, what's your Light Lord voice again?
It's Winston Churchill, but I'm not shaking my face.
Okay, I'll try to do my best. Your version of Winston Churchill or Dark Lord.
You could be someone else. You could be a different World War II leader. You could be Mussolini.
I got it.
Lord Light, our powers are these children?
Yes, Dark Lord. These kids inherited our legacy, the powers of light and dark. Him and Christobal. The two are strong, and together they might just have a chance to save our Valhalla.
His Infernal Majesty, Imperius's castle is west of Avalon. Let's meet them. I don't know which of us will get there first, but we'd better go fully prepared.
Oh,
damn, is this
damn,
like
I
the...
Guess. Damn.
Is this
damn.
It? Are we like...
I guess... Damn, all right.
Are we...
I guess
we
so.
There? We like...
I mean, it's clocked at 20 hours almost. So
yeah.
That seems about right
I think
for
that's,
a GBA game.
This seems about right from my time to beat. Yeah. Powerful demons inhabit the final area, you don't say. Mad Hat.
The Mad Hat.
Hey, do you like magic? Guess where the stone is? Is it in my right hand or is it in my left hand?
All right, well, here's where we do my favorite trick. Safe state. Right.
Oops, wrong. Penalty time.
Mad Hat twirls his hat and out of nowhere appears a demon that leaps to attack.
Whoa.
That's quite a demon. That's pretty good.
It won't let me recruit, though. Hold on, I'm gonna load.
Like, my man has a boxing glove punching him in the face coming out of his
He's lying head. Either way.
Oh, he lies either same. Way. Okay, damn.
So he's just a son of a bitch. That's all it is. All right. I see you. Skill time, baby.
Well, if both... Like, if he attacks you regardless of what you say, do you just, like... Is he just going to be one of these dudes that, like, joins you after you beat him?
Maybe.
This happened to
Or maybe you get
times.
Maybe you get a thing for beating him. Who knows? Well, about to find out.
Hey, pretty good, kid. I'm so impressed.
Hey.
I'm going to join your party.
Oh, yeah. That was him, though. Okay, cool. That rocks. Raise bank interest? You gain interest?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what alt odds. No. I think alt odds means like
enemy first hit down. Nice.
I think that means that you raise the chances of getting a quote unquote failed fusion. And then the trick to that is that I'm pretty sure the failed fusions are all unique demons that you may or may not want to get for various reasons involving inheriting hidden powers. There's a lot. If we haven't said it enough already, there's a lot to this whole system here. I'm gonna turn it down.
I'm gonna turn it down and be turned up. Smoking gas in a rental. She giving me mento. Count faces. Why she popping Molly like mento. Slotted some things. Saved. Oh, hold on. I forgot I had pizza on the stove.
I also had pizza today. Love a nice kismet. Don't really have much else to say. Tired from listing things on 12 different internet marketplaces all day. Touch like, you know, Marie Kondo my life. You know what I'm talking about. Also shouts out to Blake's Apple Lantern Roasted Pumpkin Cider. Unofficial sponsor of Justin's final episode.
What?
Nothing.
Is that a bird?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a girl, but like if she had Donald Duck's body.
I think this is when you have like femme talk and bird talk. You know what I mean? Because she's definitely got like Donald Duck in a skirt vibes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But with albatross hands. It's very like, oh my god, Maximum Ride? Is that the James Patterson young teen novel about like the kids who get experimented on and the girl has bird wings? Because that shit rocks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why that's unlocking something in me. I can't.
Well, the thing.
What was the original format for that? Because I feel like I've seen book, comic.
Yeah, it was a book.
Or was it supposed to be some kind of like?
The book series begat like, I think there was. Man, was there a movie? Hold on.
I feel like there was some amount of like we partnered with like some Japanese studio to do a blank.
Because
I remember the like cover art being very like Eureka 7 or something.
Yeah, it's a 2016 film. Okay. Oh, Jenna Marbles was the executive producer.
Damn, remember Jenna Marbles?
Shouts out if you're following.
She probably just searches for marbles in general and then found our show through that.
I don't know. At any rate, that thing rocks, but it's not... The thing that it unlocks for me is, like, a particular... My dad used to take me 4 hours away to, like, Auburn football games all the time, and it was just, like, a whole audiobook the whole way and back every time. I mean, like, we were both super into it, but I just remember, like, one of them was the Maximum Ride one, and we were both just like, it was one of the ones where we were both just like, holy shit, that rocked. It was either that or, like, Carlin, stand-up CDs.
Yeah.
But there was this other book, and I can't remember if it was, like, the first Maximum Ride book or if there was like another James Patterson thing, because he's one of those guys that would have like, oh, this is from a thing that happened in one of my main books, and then I was like, I'm gonna do this whole spinoff series on this occurrence from a one book. I can't remember, but it was like this crazy, it was like a boarding school setup, maybe, or something, and like one of the kids gets hit by a train, Like, it's a suicide, but they're like, but the top of his head was sawed off before he got hit by the train. And then the whole thing ends up, like, his brain is in a jar in the basement controlling everything via a computer, and it's like...
Okay.
I can never remember what it is, and I can't find the correct permutation of Google searching any of that stuff to definitively get the book.
That's when you're just gonna read it and be like, what am I looking for, baby? Tell me.
Yeah, if anyone knows, please, if this makes it in and anyone knows what I'm talking about, please, by all means. I really do admire novelists who have, like, 21 book series that are all, like, First to Die, Second Chance, Third Degree, Fourth of July, The Fifth Horseman, all the way through, like, 19th Christmas, 20th Victim, 21st Birthday.
There a 30th birthday in there?
Wait. He's only gotten up to 21 on the Women's Murder Club
series. I'm thinking third birthday. Do you have that? Did you buy that?
Third?
Parasite Eve, third birthday?
Oh, uh-uh.
Damn, then why do you have a PSP? You have to give it to me now.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it now. So you got me. Now you got me fucked up. I'm supposed to be saving money. Supposed to be saving money. Now you got me. I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a PSP only third Parasite Eve game.
Oh, it's only $12.
Uh oh.
Well.
Make $10 on Depop, spend $12 on eBay.
Yep. Looks like I'll buy this with PSP Dream Portable Club Portable.
Wait, what?
Perhaps a copy of Grim the Bounty Hunter.
Who?
There's these bunk-ass weeb games on PSP. I
want to
buy this one because there's, like, anime boys in maid outfits on the cover, so that's neat.
Ferrar.
Man, I remember when the Game Exchange popped off in Meridian, and I finally, like, got the setup to play import stuff, and...
Yep. Same.
Just, like, picked up a bunch of shit like this for no money at all, and just...
Oh, no.
That was a good
I don't recall it being no money at all. It was very big, like, every game I wanted was $30 or more every time.
I got away with some reasonable purchases, for sure. I really hope that my mom hasn't gotten to that particular far corner of the closet yet. But
I think she already has. Sorry to report, but I feel like that shit's toast.
I just needed space in this room that I never go into while 12 different armoires clog up the garage that I could be parking my car
in.
Yeah,
that's literally how it works. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Who is this?
Oh.
Whoa, nice. Ozymos.
I just keep wanting to do my, like, the Minotaur voice, but I already did that. Who did I do that for? Can't I just do it again?
I mean, you can.
Oh, I did it for one of the brothers. One of the, like, bull and guy.
Yeah, one of the bull brothers. Bull, ghoul, fool.
We haven't even seen them in, like, 10 hours, so... Surely they're no longer relevant?
Him. Demi Caden, wielder of the power of light. You shall go no further. So speak I, Ozymos of the in the name of the Imperium. It is here where your quest shall end.
Damn. Oh, that's just Lady D's like that.
Yeah, I know. It's the Lycan version of if in the underworld continuum, if you will.
For some reason, anytime Underworld gets brought up, I keep thinking that Hero by Nickelback is from that movie. No heaven. And I don't know why. I don't, like, for some reason, I just fully overwrite the part where it's, like, definitely from Spider-Man. And I'm just like, that's from Underworld. It's very fucked up. Well.
Impressive. Go. Imperius awaits you.
Dead.
That seems, that feels a lot more like a I'm gonna get you later type vibe. What's happening here? Hey!
Hey! Him? You made it! Imperius is up those stairs.
We finally made it. For Amy and Lena's sake, we've got to make sure Imperius falls.
Yeah. To save two worlds, Imperius must be defeated. Yeah, it's all up to us.
Cristobal, are you ready? I'll go first. Damn, I'm not. No. I wanted to open the chest. That's why I went this way. Damn.
Well, obviously, that chest is unopenable.
Well, alright.
Him, I'll use my dark power against his light. The other is yours.
Okay, Cristobal. The one with the dark power is mine. Have we met Imperius before?
I don't know, but you gotta do the...
I recognize those shoulder pads.
You gotta do the Joker. You just gotta do it.
Gotta do what?
He's the big bad guy.
Oh, I have to teach... Like, do I do, like, real Joker or, like, well?
I don't know. This man look like a Joker Man Gundam, but also
Joker Man,
like slightly Vegeta-ish in a way.
Yeah, it's like King Vegeta, but a Gundam. Well, we meet at last. Him, show me what you can do. Abuse me, Demi Kid, with your power of light.
Oh, God.
Imperius of Valhalla, what makes you think you can rule over everything? Well, because I'm Imperius. Need I say more? You gotta be kidding. I don't believe it. You did all this because you believe you were born to rule or something? Oh, man. You're going down. You're gonna wish you never met me. Shut up and listen, baby. Em, I have a proposition for you.
Oh,
how would you like to rule your world, eh? Your old world, boy. To do with as you please. Interested?
Oh, man. You gonna rebuke him, or are you gonna
you know it.
Some
you
room,
know which
baby?
One it has to be. You know
oh,
I have
no.
to choose your
oh,
choking
no.
as a response.
Oh, no. Yeah, you
joking
do.
And drinking.
You're jonkling. You're jonkling, sir.
Take your time. Consider it him. Your very own world.
Oh, man.
You can
like
do
Mormon.
Anything you want with it. Anything you desire could be yours for the taking. Well.
Is that Elohim? Is that him? In disguise?
Oh, I can't make a deal.
Oh, man. You gotta make a deal. Let's make a deal. Nah, say no way. You got. Well, I don't know. It's up to you. I don't want to tell you how to live your life.
No way. No way. I see him. It's time I showed you the meaning of true power, baby. Whoa.
Wow.
He looks a lot scarier in this.
Mm-hmm.
Impio appears?
Oh, he's not...
Hmm.
Impio...
That's weird. I wonder if that's just a translation snafu. Well, I wasn't ready for this, so no one's healed.
One.
If this hits eight times, I think I'm just gonna take him out right here.
Oh god, three. Four.
Dude, this isn't Kyuyaku.
Oh,
it
five.
Hits. It hits for
all
the ones.
Oh,
there's
six.
No guessing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Damn. Get his ass.
Yeah, like when you have a multi enemy, like a multi hit thing in this, like it hits. There's no like it rolls a dice, like it works every time.
Hot damn.
Oh. It
goes. This dude's toast.
That's it.
490 bones dropped.
No. It can't be, baby. Do you realize what you've done, child? You've deprived the world of me.
Got him. Bye-bye. Him, they fled towards the boundary. The edge where dark and light become one. I'll take the one with the power of light. You go for the one with the dark power. I have a feeling it was meant to be this way.
Okay.
Don't just stand there. What do you do? Dude, what do you got? Come this way. Where are you going?
I'm going back to the chest to get the wizard ring.
Oh, you got a wizard ring. So many systems.
I'm starting to think you can beat this whole game without using any of the goddamn systems.
But it's a lot more gratifying when you use them, though.
I mean, yeah. But
unfortunately, without the manual, it is pretty... It's still pretty obtuse. Oh, step on that glowing pentagram, mm-hmm. Blah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa.
Whoa, nice.
Time rift map.
Fucking Jade Islands floating in the middle of space-time. Love to see it. Whew.
Can't wait to get in a place where I can play Jade Empire finally. Yeah. As someone who's never gotten to play it.
Dude, one of the biggest bummers of my PC being down is that that was going to be the game I was about to start playing in my free time. Mm-hmm. I've played that game so much. Like, I could... It's going to be like a Patreon tier. Like, I just play a whole... I just do a whole mean playthrough of Jade Empire or whatever. Oh.
The power is mine, baby! The universe is mine! Your pitiful lives are mine for the taking.
Whoa. Oh, it's Quasier.
Thanks to you, I have plenty of time and lives to feed on.
Time and lives to feed on? So you're the one who was pulling Imperius's strings. Well, I guess I'll have to end this once and for all.
I devour time, leaving nothing but a void behind. I devour life, leaving but empty husks in my trail. I find joy in destruction and pleasure in non-existence. Why do you despise me? You are the ones who created me.
Aw, man, this is so, like, Final Fantasy. Oh, no, now you have to fight the concept of badness itself.
I was born from the powers that created Valhalla.
Give me a break. I don't care how you were recreated. That doesn't give you the right to destroy. To feed on other lives? Listen to me, monster. As long as I live and breathe, I'll fight you. You're gonna regret the day you met this demi-kid.
Do your worst, precious.
Oh, well, he's just
he
like,
is mech suiting it. I told you, he's gonna mech suit it.
He just like floated up into the eyeball. Whoa.
It's lit in here, huh?
Fuck. It's popping. It's lit in here, huh? Fuck! It's hot as fuck in here! Take the hoodie off! No, keep it on, it's just fun! Nah, but for real, shut up. followers.
It's, I mean,
I'm surprised I don't get a chance to like a shop, anything, you know?
Not for nothing, but Quasier is just one of the Reapers from Mass Effect.
Okay, you know what? Go on with all that bullshit.
He is. Look at him. Tell me that that's not a Blurple Reaper. That is the most Slime Time Live 1998 Reaper I've ever seen in my life.
Slime!
You're gonna have to hit him with the 8. Oh, it's another...
Oh, I know.
I guess this is how you know we're at the end, man. No health bar,
no
nothing.
No health bar, yeah. That's fine.
You just gotta whack him. The camera's panned down to his face now. You're done.
I can't tell if this
body.
Is like he's weak or I'm about to get like ultimate attacked or something.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I guess we'll find out. Got that human war on.
Wish there was a
143
anime for this one.
There is.
Demikids?
Yeah, there's like a 64 episode thing, I think.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
Uh huh.
I'm about to fucking P word that. He's gonna have like 4 stages, isn't he? Because this is like. He's turning into like. A humanoid thing.
Slowly shifting. Still kind of lumpy, but I see what's happening.
We've definitely got a big 5-star story sort of pointiness about his form, but. You can tell that there's hands and feet here now. So, here we are, baby. Oh, wait. Oh.
Nope, now okay, it's maybe more not. Floating scorpion. Okay. Yeah, so there's a 50-episode Shin Megami Tensei Devi Child.
Ah.
From the year 2000. And then there's a 52-episode D-Children.
Really weird there'd be that many episodes, and no. That's, like, kind of telling, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the concept art and the cover looks cool.
I mean, yeah, but those are always, like, we paid someone $500 to do these, and then we, like, got sweatshop laborers to actually animate the thing, so.
I feel like those explosions are very Gundam Battle Assault.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're very, like, Metal Slug.
Well, yeah, true.
Especially when you, like, look at it, like, so OBS, it has, like, the little screen, so it looks more like it's actually GBA size, so, like, the pixels are closer together, and it's very Metal Slug on the...
Oh!
What do we got here? Oh, okay.
Changing back to this big time wheel thingy. See, this thing is very, like, one of Seymour's final forms in Final Fantasy X, with, like, the big element wheel.
Seymour butts?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Because he gets more ass than this.
Give me a full body massage, I still can't be touched. They call me Seymour Butt, because I get more ass than most. They say I'm next and got that butter love and get too close. Follow the leader, because I'm meaner than Abdullah Ablamgada. My tribe's on more quest than Midnight Marauder.
Yeah. Uh-ho, changes form again.
You can't keep getting away with
it. It's back to the OG. Think.
It's like a little right. different oh. though. Yeah, I think we're in the end here.
Oh no.
Damn.
Oh, the last that little 24.
That's why
attack.
I was like, why did it only do 24 damage? But I guess that's why.
Oh man.
This rocks, though. I like a delayed Shaken. Explosion yeah, kind of dude. Thing of a boss. That's always wavy.
Is he gonna explode? Is he gonna just disappear? I think he's just gonna disappear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he just disappears.
Looks like I got some money. Okay. Ah, a lot of XP.
Whoa, 5k almost. Nice.
This is not the end, for the power that created me still exists. It is a cycle of destruction that knows no end, Demi Kid. We shall meet again.
Good job, him. You saved the day, not to mention the world. Now let's go home.
Alright.
Oh. Hey.
Gang's all here.
Yours was a long, hard journey through time and space.
thanks to you, both Valhalla and your world are safe from destruction. Your faith in your power has brought you this far. It is time we repay you for your sacrifices. What is it you need? Tell me what you want.
Is this like the new... Okay, so Morid... Wait. Rebirth has to be like New Game Plus, and more adventure is like you just continue searching the world for shit.
Yeah, because there's definitely places I haven't been. What's rest and recuperation, though? Do you think that just like ends it?
I think that's probably just like it just saves your game. It's just like, you win. I guess you beat the game.
I'm going to relate it to my current life state, and I'm going to go with rest and recuperation.
Okay.
Very well, consider it done. Just wait there for a moment.
Hey! Over there. It's Lena and Amy?
Oh, that's you.
Well, it's both of us, it's fine.
They're alive. They're alive, everyone.
They're alive. The Lords of Light and Dark must have brought them back from the time stream.
Yeah, they were in the time stream. That's where they were.
In the time stream.
When you die, you go to the time stream.
You see, there was a huge wound on the planet, and
And then
there was a wound in time.
Cristobal, him. Thanks to you both, we're back.
And we're definitely here to stay. Don't look so surprised. After all we've been through, we deserve this little miracle.
Yeah, I bet.
What's it like being dead?
I know, for real. Tell us what the other side was like, Amy, please. Oh, God, I'm so tired of doing Winston Churchill.
It's almost over.
Well, children, the future is yours. Trust in your powers, and it shall remain bright.
Whoa.
That was it.
Damn. Koji Okada. Tatsujiro Shibata, Yoko Nakamura, Atsushi Watanabe, Kazuma Kaneko.
How many people made this game?
A team.
Like, one person will make a game like this on itch now, so how many MFs they got making this shit?
Nice. Shouts out Atlas USA Incorporated, baby.
We did it. I'm sorry if the episode seems like it kind of ends a bit unceremoniously. I think it, you know, at the time, which was, 2 years ago, we kind of, I don't know, I guess we had grander plans for what the end of the season would look like and whatnot. Obviously, none of that's really panned out, but that's okay. We made it. You made it along with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sticking with it. I don't know that I would have actually made it to the finish line if I didn't know there was ostensibly 2 people that care to see where it goes or whatever. So, big shout out to you, the listener, and even to you, the potential future listener. You may have not been here for the whole thing, but you're here now, and that's good. I think that we're gonna... We should be coming to you pretty soon as a unit in sort of real time, whatever real time means for a recorded podcast episode. But I guess we'll be discussing just some things and also the future a little bit. So look for that in, I guess, a couple weeks maybe? I don't know. We'll probably put it out before the end of the year. So happy holidays and all that stuff. See you in a little bit. Bye.